Magandang gabi sa inyo sa mga hindi nakakilala sa akin. Ako po si Alvin Liton. At ako po ay naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga pastors po ng Crossroads Church of Dubai. If this is your first time, welcome po. It's encouraging to see all of you na nandito, regular faces and some new faces. So welcome po. Nung nakatira pa ako kami sa Sharjah, meron po sa building po ng flat namin, may convenience store sa ilalim. Sa ilalim sa pinaka-ground floor. So madalas po ako mamili ron for groceries. And one grocery day, nandun po ako at nung mag-check out na ako sa counter, siningil na po ako no, ng kahera. At nung nakita ko yung amount, nagbigay po ako ng bills sa kanya. So nung habang binibilang po niya, sa kalagitnaan ng kanyang pagbibilang, biglang napahinto siya. At kinuha niya yung isang bill. At hinawak-hawakan po. Dahil I feel na parang naramdaman niya iba yung texture ng pera. So what she did is she have gone through series of testing sa bill na yon in order to authenticate kung totoo nga ba talaga itong pera na ito. And after series of tests, she finally knew na yung pera na hinawakan niya, na pinagdududahan niya, ay fake pala. Na huwag niya na ako tanongin kung saan ko nakuha yung mga fake na bills na yan. Hindi ko alam. Tsaka 5 dirhams lang naman yung fake sa mga binigay ko na binigay sa kanya na pambayad. But what amazes me is yung ability niya to identify kung ano yung tama at hindi. What amazes me, yung mga series of testings na ginawa niya led her to know kung ano po ang tama at totoo na pera. Similarly, the letter of 1 John ay isinulat ni Apostle John for the Christians to know kung ano ba talaga ang tunay na mananampalataya. For them to know kung sino ba talaga ang tunay na anak ng Diyos. Kung sino ba talaga ang tunay na anak ng Diablo. John answers the basic question sa ating letter na ito, the basic questions, kung ano ba talaga itsura ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. How do we differentiate someone who claims to be a Christian pero ang totoo niyan, hindi naman palaga tunay na Kristiyano? Ano mga marka, ano yung mga tanda, ano yung mga palatandaan na itong mga tao na ito ay talagang masasabi na Kristiyano? Isinulat din po ni Juan itong letter na ito upang bigyan po ng babala ang mga young Christians noong time na yon dahil sa mga kumakalat po na mga bulaang mangangaral. Ito po yung mga mama na kung saan naggaling sa isang Christian community, nagsimula sa church ng tama. And all of a sudden, tiniwalag nila ang kanilang mga sarili dahil sa mga nadiskubre nilang mga pag-aaral na hindi raw alam ng Panginoon at hindi raw alam ng mga apostles. And from there, pumapasok sila sa churches at kinakalat itong panibagong gospel na ito. And because of that, yung assurance ng mga mananampalataya noong time na yun ay parang nanghihina. So, pumapasok sa isip na, tama ba yung gospel namin? Tama ba na Kristiyano? Kasi maraming sinasabi itong mga mama na ito. Maraming talino at kaalaman na binibitawan ng mga mama na ito na sinasabi ito ang mga palatandaan. Ito ang dahilan po kaya sinulat ni Juan ang liham na ito. At ngayong gabi na po ito, ay makikita natin ang tanda ng isang tunay na mananampalataya on how he deals with sin. On how he deals with sin. Sa ating aaralin, makikita natin how John deals with 3 major errors about sin in the Christian life. And ang main point natin ngayong gabi nito is this. God is light. Those who truly have fellowship with Him pursues and grows in holiness. God is light. Those who truly have fellowship with Him pursues and grows in holiness. We have divided itong passage ito into 3 headings. Number 1. False view of Christian living, verses 5 to 7. Number 2, false view of Christians dealing with sin, verses 8 to 10. And then meron tayong dalawang sub-points ng point number 2 natin, which is yung una, Christians are sinless, verses 8 to 9. And second, ng pangalawang sub-point sa number 2, is Christians no longer struggle in sin, which is a verse 10. Number 1, false view of Christian living. Sa verses 1 to 5, kung naalala po nyo yung last week, yung inaral po natin, John used ang personal experience niya with Jesus or the Word of Life as a historical evidence to vouch for the authenticity ng message na kanyang tinuturo. He made it clear that this Word of Life is the only message na kanyang tinuturo, is the only message na kanyang narinig galing sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Tapos dito sa verse 5, yung aaralin po natin, he defines kung anong nilalaman ng message na yon. At anong nilalaman ng message po na ito? Tingnan niyo yung verse 5. That God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Before John addressed ang mga ethical errors ng mga bulaang mangangaral, he started with God. He started with God. At tama lang po. Dahil kung ano ang paniniwala natin sa Diyos will reflect kung papaano natin ipamumuhay ang Christian life. Ang tinatawag dito is, this is the basics of theology proper. If you are attending ating systematic theology every Sunday night at 8 p.m., we have discussed kung ano po ang theology proper. Ano ho ba ang theology proper? Where one learns the character of God, who He is, and what He is like. Ano ba ang karakter ng Diyos na ito? Ang paggamit ng metaphor na light upang ilarawan ang Diyos ay common na ginagamit po sa Old at saka New Testament. Ginagamit ito upang bigyan diin ang iba't ibang mga katotohanan patungkol sa mga karakter ng Panginoon. Ngunit sa passage po natin na to, yung paggamit ni Juan ng light means God is perfectly, morally pure, holy, sinless. He started with that. At ito ang basihan ni John sa kanyang ethical application sa sermon na ito. In short, he is saying na if God is light, those who truly know God will walk in light, in this light. Tinatama ni John ang mga maling katuruan ng mga bulaang mangangaral po na ito. Pansinin niyo paulit-ulit na sinasabi niya, if we say, verse 6, verse 8, verse 10, if we say. Kasi kinukot niya yung mga bulaang mangangaral at ito yung kanilang sinasabi. So he quotes them by saying, if we say, and then i-expose po niya yung maling katuruan. Yun po yung naging sagutan ng kanyang sulat ho dito. Dahil ang mga false teachers believe na ang isang mananampalataya daw ay pwedeng magkaroon na tunay na fellowship, pwedeng magkaroon ng tunay na relationship sa Panginoon kahit sila'y namumuhay sa immoralidad o sa kasalanan. Yun ang paniniwala ng mga bulaang mangangaral na ito. Dahil na-impluensan sila ng mga tinatawag na Gnostic ideas. Gnostic from the word gnosis, it's a Greek word na ang ibig sabihin po is knowledge, na ang paniniwala nila ay hindi mahalaga kung anong gagawin natin sa panglabas o yung physical body o yung mga kung ano man ang pwede natin gawin panlabas. Ang mas mahalaga raw po is for them to learn and experience ang secret or spiritual knowledge. Na ito yung upang maatim nila ang tinatawag na enlightenment. Kalimutan mo na yung mga kung ano man pwedeng at hindi gawin sa salita ng Diyos. Ang importante is maintindihan mo. Maabot mo yung aming nalalaman, ma-experience nyo yung aming nalaman upang dumating kayo sa point of enlightenment. Yun ang tinuturo ng mga Gnostics. Now, ayon kay John, ito po ay false teaching, clearly. To claim to have fellowship with a God who is light, holy, at namumuhay in contradiction of that light sa kanyang pamumuhay reveals hypocrisy. Yung sabi ni Paul, hindi totoo yan, kahipokritohan yan, hindi yan galing sa aming mga narinig. Living this way tells us two things, at makikita natin yung two things na yun sa verse 6. Una, we lie, and second, and do not practice the truth. Now, let me unpack that a little bit. Unang-una, they are lying about what? They're lying about their relationship with God. They're lying about yung relationship nila kay God. God is light. Walang fellowship ang light at saka darkness. Yun ang turo ng Panginoon. So ang claim nila na may fellowship sila sa Panginoon habang namumuhay sila sa kadiliman, habang sila'y nasa kasagsagan ng kasalanan, sinasabi rin po nila, ay, may fellowship pa rin kami sa Panginoon. Eto, may relationship pa rin kami sa Diyos. We still have fellowship with this light kahit ganito ang pamumuhay namin. Ang totoo niyan, wala talagang silang tunay na fellowship sa Panginoon. Ang totoo niyan, ang sinasabi ni John, wala sila talagang tunay na relationship with God dahil sa kanilang pamumuhay. Second, they are guilty of not practicing the truth. Una, they are lying about their relationship with God. They are, second, guilty of not practicing kung ano yung totoo. They are not living in holiness, nor are they resisting and fighting sin. They are living in sin. Later sa chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, John will say na kung ano sa ganitong klaseng pamumuhay, malalaman natin na hindi sila anak ng Diyos, kundi anak ng Diablo. Okay, nasa chapter 3 and verse 9 to 10. Mga kaibigan, itong katotohanan din na ito ang nais malaman sa nais iparating sa atin ng Panginoon. Kaya nais niyang maunawaan natin bilang mananampalataya. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na may fellowship tayo sa Diyos, hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na may relationship tayo sa Diyos of Light, kung tayo po'y namumuhay sa kadiliman. Kung tayo po'y nakikipaglaro, nakikipagharutan sa kasalanan. Hindi tayo nakikitaan ng bahid ng lungkot, bahid ng galit, pagsisisi, o pagtalikod sa kasalanan. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na tayo po ay nasa liwanag ng Diyos. Kung tayo po ay nagpapatuloy dito, ito po ay palatandaan na wala tayong fellowship sa light. Wala tayong relationship sa Panginoon. Friends, are you walking in the light right now sa buhay ninyo bilang Kristiyano? Naalala ko nung bata pa tayo sa pananampalataya, kaming magkakaibigan po sa church ay namumuhay ng double standard, no, or double life, kung tinatawag. Kapag Sunday, nasa church po kami and very active po kami sa gawain or sa ministry. Tapos sa ibang araw naman ay kadalasan nasa kamunduhan po kami. There was one time na sa kalagitnaan po ng, and I'm not proud to say this, sa kalagitnaan po ng inuman namin sa bar, I mentioned something, and I don't really remember kung ano yung sinabi ko at kung paano siya nag-respond, but pero ganito po yung naging situation. I remember mentioning something about God's Word. Ano, nag-mention ako ng something patungkol sa salita ng Diyos, nagalit yung isang kasamahan ko. At ito po sinabi niya, hindi ito ang tamang lugar para pag-usapan yan, sa church lang yan. And everyone was silent. At sinabi ko, nga, no, sorry. Kasi bata pa tayo sa pananampalataya, hindi ko alam. Friends, this is a false view ng Christianity. Na kapag tinanggap natin ang Panginoong Hesukristo sa ating buhay, niligtas na niya tayo by grace, through faith, ay pwede na natin gawin ang gusto natin gawin. Sa bagay, pupunta na naman ako ng heaven, tinanggap ko na ang Panginoong Hesukristo, so bahala na kung paano ko ipamumuhay itong buhay ko. Importante, masaya ako. Importante, nai-enjoy ko. It doesn't matter, basta alam ko, sa Panginoon ako pupunta, pupunta na lang ako ng church pag Thursday. At least, nababalansi ko yung kabutihan at kasamaan na nagagawa ko. Mali po yun. Again, if we say na Kristiyano tayo, but living a life of sin and isolation from God's people, which is the church, which is yun ang unang-unang ginawa ng mga false teachers, they've isolated themselves from the body of Christ, then this is an indication that you never really have fellowship with God. You never really have a relationship with God. James chapter 2, verse 17 echoes itong paniniwala na ito. Faith by itself, if does not have works, is dead. Mga kaibigan, try to evaluate yung pamumuhay po natin at yung declaration ng ating mga labi. Does it match? Friends, what evidences have you seen in your life na masasabi mo na ikaw ay may fellowship or relationship sa Panginoon? Or better yet, let me ask it this way. What evidences do your loved ones see in your life na masasabi nila na ikaw ay may relasyon sa Panginoon? Basta lumaki ako sa church. Tinanggap ko ang Panginoon Jesucristo nung youth camp. Or isang church event, nababaptize na ako. Well, praise God. These are good things. Pero these are not enough gauges for us to know. Pero ang tanong ay, kamusta ba ang bagong relasyon mo sa kasalanan? Kung kiniklaim natin na meron tayong bagong relationship sa Diyos, meron dapat tayong bagong relasyon sa kasalanan. Hindi po ba? Dating nai-enjoy natin, ngayon kinamumunghian na po dapat natin. Kinamumunghian mo nga ba ang kasalanang ito? Pinaglalabanan mo ba mabuti ang iyong mga kasalanan? May kalungkutan ba? May pagsisisi ba? May pagtalikod ba sa kasalanan? Are you pursuing holiness? Are your affections kay Christ growing? Lumalalim ba ang pag-ibig mo sa local church? Do you long to fellowship with God's people? Gaya sa sinabi sa verse 7. If ang sagot mo ay hindi or okay lang, nanganganib po tayo. God is light. He is holy. At tayong mga anak niya should reflect Him and live a life of holiness pareho ng Panginoon. Ito po ang ibig sabihin ng walking in the light as in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Sabi ng Panginoon, God, I am holy, so ang kanyang mga anak should be holy. Being holy means being separated from evil. Being separated from worldliness. How are you separated from evil this past week? The beauty of having fellowship sa mga kapatiran sa church, we have mutual accountability towards one another. We praise God together. We encourage one another. We confess our sins towards each other. We weep. We mourn. We celebrate, we rejoice together, we fight sin together, and point each other to the one whose blood cleansed us from all our sins when Jesus died on that cross and rose from the grave. We also continually forgive each other from our sins. Hindi po ba? Ang tunay na Kristiyano walks in the light at hindi namumuhay sa kasalanan. So, Pastor, ang ibig sabihin mo ba nito, ang Kristiyano ay hindi nagkakasala? Interestingly, yun ang gusto natin pag-usapan sa second point. False view of Christians dealing with sin. Ang pangalawang maling turo ng mga bulaang mangangaral na ito is on how Christians view and deal with sin. Tingnan niyo po sa verse 8. Ang unang sub-point tells us, they believe, itong mga bulang mga ngaral na ito, they believe that Christians are sinless. Yun po tinuturo ng mga mamang ito. That's why ito yung instruction ni John. If we say, dyan na naman siya, no? If we say we have no sin, hinto muna tayo dyan. Anong sinasabi ng mga false teachers dito? Ang sinasabi ng mga false teachers dito ay wala na silang sinful nature. Yun po ibig sabihin dito. If you're saying na wala ka ng sinful nature, wala ka ng fallen nature, then nagkakamali ka. Maaring ang paniniwala nila sa kanilang katuruan na once na nagkaroon ka na ng enlightenment sa tinuturo nilang kaalaman o paniniwala, magkakaroon na po sila, na-attain na nila ang secret knowledge, from there is malilinis na sila sa kanilang sinful nature. Marahil siguro yun ang tinuturo ng mga bulaang mangangaral na ito. And how did John respond sa ganong klaseng theology of sin? Tingnan niyo yung verse 8. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. To deny that you are a sinner is self-deceptive, a hypocrite, and if I may add, even lethal, dangerous. Ang false teachers na ito deal with sin by denying na sila ay makakasalanan. Nung tinanggap na nila si Kristo, He is in sa kanila, so sinila, probably sila sabi, total, si Kristo ay nasa akin na, so which means wala na yung sinful nature, nasa akin na si Kristo eh. They were denying that they were sinners. Friends, sin cannot be dealt with by denial. Let me say that again. Sin cannot be dealt with by denial. At sa paanong paraan daw natin kailangan i-deal ang kasalanan? Kung sinabi ni John, wag daw by denial. So paano? Well, look at verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John is emphasizing, highlighting na ang proper response ng Christian na nagkakasala is confession. Repentance and confession. Confess it. Friends, listen. Repentance and confession of sin ay normal na bahagi ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. Maybe some of you say, well, nag-confess na ako at nag-repent na ako nung tinanggap ko si Kristo. Yes, tama po yun. But sa isang tunay na Kristiyano, this is an ongoing aspect ng kanyang Christian life. Ongoing. When we sin, dapat we should not hide it. We don't deny it. We don't justify it. We don't pretend na parang walang nangyari, walang nakita, walang nadinig. We don't minimize it. What do you do with sin? Expose it. Confess it. Ano mo sabihin na wala kang kasalanan? We should not deny that we have a sin problem, but instead realize the ongoing reality of sin and be ready to confess it to God. Friends, if you are here today and you're visiting us, maraming salamat po. If you're here tonight and you're not sure kung ikaw ay may fellowship or relationship with this light or with God, the Bible says lahat po tayo ay makasalanan. We should confess, we should say na lahat tayo makasalanan. We sin in our actions, we sin in our attitudes, we sin, we are sinners by nature. Tayo po ay likas na makasalanan. Itim talaga ang ating budhi sa harapan ng Panginoon. At lahat ng ginagawa natin in order to make things right with God, by being kind to others, being religious, naging matulungin sa mga nangangailangan, 10 beses, nagpabautismo, sumali ng iba't ibang klaseng iglesia. I mean, some of them are okay, but remember, gawin nyo nga man lahat ng mga magaganda at mabubuting bagay na ito, hindi po ito sapat to satisfy the pleasure of God. It is not enough. In fact, it angers Him even more. Isaiah 64:6 says that all our righteous acts are filthy rags harapan ng Panginoon. That's why Jesus came to this world. He is the truly sinless man. Gave His life on the cross for our sins and was raised to life for our righteousness. Yun po ang gospel. Yun po ang mabuting balita. Yun po yung sina-champion, hine-herald ni John. Yun po yung encouragement at assurance na binibigay niya sa mga Kristiyanong nangangamba. So what do we do? Here's what you do if we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. So tama ang attitude ng isang Kristiyano. Ang attitude ng isang Kristiyano pagdating sa sin, huwag po natin i-deny that we have a problem with sin, but instead to realize the ongoing reality of it and then be ready to confess it sa Panginoon. Be ready to confess it sa kapatiran. Pastor, how is this problem related sa atin ngayon? That's a good question. Well, I know many of our relationships are still in denial. Many of our relationships right now are in conflict. It's because of our denial na tayo'y mali. Tayo'y tama. Tayo'y mali. Friends, ikaw ba ang dahilan kung bakit matagal at lumalalim na ang alitan ninyong mag-asawa? Mag-anak, magkapatid, magkaibigan, magkaibigan. Dahil hindi mo nakikita na ikaw ang may kasalanan. Hindi naman ako nauna eh. Probably tama ka ron, pero hindi ibig sabihin wala kang contribution. na mali sa relasyon na yon. Or maybe you're here today or tonight, you've been hearing from loved ones about a particular sin pattern sa buhay mo that is destroying you and your relationships. And you're still denying na ito'y nakakasama. You're still denying na ito'y kasalanan. Ito ba'y bisyo? Bisyo ng sigarilyo at alak? Sugal? Pagbabad sa online games? Ilang beses na tayo sinita dyan? Ilang beses na tayo kinawala na mali na yan? Hindi mo mali, gusto lang ako mag-games. Online shopping? Uncontrolled shopping? Ang nakakaubos na oras sa social media? Pornografiya? Mga kinalilibangan na habits? Ang pagbabad sa trabaho o pag-aaral gabi-gabi? Ang makipagrelasyon sa hindi mananampalataya? And then we say na hindi ito mali. Friends, ang basis ng right and wrong is God's Word. Compare that to God's Word. Friends, wag natin i-deny, wag natin itanggi, wag natin itago. Let's confess it. First to God. You're hearing this right now, and as the Word is being exposed, probably you are feeling yung mga kurot sa ating damdamin. Huwag na tayong manatiling nakurot lang. Aksyonan po natin. Huwag tayong manatili. Or maybe hindi mo alam, or maybe you're here today that you are in sin and hindi mo lang alam kung anong yung gagawin. Maybe you need to confess this to an elder or isa sa mga pastors ng Crossroads to provide, to point you to God's Word, to the Gospel, and provide wisdom. Confess it to someone. Confess it to a brother or sister that you consider mature in the faith. Do that. Huwag niyo sarilihin. Ang kasalanan po ay kapag tinago po ay nakakasira ng buhay. Puti sana ko ikaw lang eh. And I'm being sarcastic when I say that. If patuloy natin nilaga na ating kasalanan, pati mga mahal natin sa buhay, masisira ang buhay. Other false view about sin na tinuturo ng mga bulang mangaral to is this. Christians, second, Christians no longer struggle in sin. Pag Christian ka na, hindi ka na magsastraga sa kasalanan. Now, there are some who are claiming not to have actually sinned. I mean, ito, matindi ho ito. Kanina, sinasabi lang, if you claim, if you say, dito, sinasabi talaga, hindi kami nakakasala, Kristiyano na kami. Wala na kaming kasalanan talaga. Aba, matindi po ito. Ito ay hindi na sila nakakasala. No? Now, a few things to understand about our state bilang mananampalataya sa Panginoon. Okay? First of all, Christians, okay, let me back up a little bit. Sometimes, we look at these passages like this at sasabihin natin, hindi naman siguro ako yan, hindi ko naman sinasabi na wala akong kasalanan. And fair enough, probably sinasabi mo po yun. Pero sometimes the way we counsel, the way we put unbiblical standards sa mga anak, unbiblical standards on ourselves na kailangan natin gawin to para maging mabuti tayong Kristiyano, and without even looking at the cross of Christ, is we rely on our good works. Ang another term po dito sa verse 10 is legalism. Legalism. Tapos kapag bumagsak sila sa kasalanan, bumagsak ka sa kasalanan, you beat yourself too much. You beat them too much. Instead of pointing them to the cross. Nawawala yung grace. In one way, we are saying, Christians ay dapat perfect na. Pansin ninyo yung mga counseling ninyo. If you're a person na sinasabi, dapat din mo yan. Yes, of course, there should be warnings. But we need to understand na ang kausap mo ay Kristiyano, pero ang Kristiyano nagkakasala. If we think that dapat sila ay perfect na ngayon, then nagkakamali po tayo. That's why I want to go through itong last 4 points ngayong oras na ito. First of all, Christians are still sinners. Totoo po. Romans chapter 7, 14 to 25. This is the Apostle Paul sharing yung kanyang tension sa sin. Okay, sinabi niya, "For I do not do what I want, but the evil I do I want is what I keep on doing." Habang tayo po ay nandito sa mundo na ito, we will continue to struggle in sin. Akala ko ba binayaran na ng Panginoon Jesucristo ang ating kasalanan? Hinugasan na? Yes, tama po yun. But we are still here. If you expect glorification now, it will never happen. You will be headed towards legalism. What's happening right now is sanctification. That God is slowly transforming us sa itsura ng kanyang anak na si Jesus. He is sanctifying us. That means we are still going to sin. We will continue to struggle with sin. But friends, please, panatiliin ninyo yung salitang struggle, okay? Which means there is tension, there is fighting pag may struggle. Kasi pag sinabing hindi na nagsa-struggle, bumigay na ho tayo marahil. Or kinuha na tayo ng Panginoon. Kasi sa heaven, wala na struggle. Second, Christians, by the Spirit's empowerment, must continue to fight against sin. Una, we need to understand na tayo magkakasala, we will struggle with sin. And second, understanding is not enough. Kailangan ng action, we must wage war against sin. If you don't expose sin, if you don't fight sin, if you don't expose sin sa community, then sin will eat you up. According kay J.C. Ryle, some theologian, the Christian life is a holy violence, a conflict, a warfare, a fight, a soldier's life, a wrestling against sin. Maybe some of you here are, as I speak, fighting with sin. Praise God. We will pray for you. You don't need to fight this alone. Nandito po ang community to remind, to encourage, to empower. But for those of you who have given in to sin, wag ho tayong manatili po dyan. There is sufficient grace. Christ died for that very sin. There is hope for the Christian who has fallen. Kasi Christ died for your sins. And Christ did not remain dead. On the third day, He has risen from the grave. So there is hope. There is hope. Third, Christians are no longer under the slavery of sin. Pinakawalan na tayo ng Panginoon Jesucristo. He has liberated us from the bondage of sin. Bagamat, you will still experience the presence of sin. So isang mananampalataya, kung sa tingin mo inaalipin ka pa rin nakasala, bakit ganito, hindi ako rin pabago-bago, ilang taon na, then probably you need to ask if you really have fellowship with the light. I've experienced that with counseling in a particular church, series of counseling. No changes for the past 2 to 3 years. Trying to give practical, biblical applications on how to move forward. Then it just hit us in one question, nalaman namin na hindi pala talaga siya Christian. And he was shocked himself. Sometimes, sinisisi po natin sa discipleship eh. Hindi kasi dinidisciple kaya hindi nag-grow. Maybe talagang wala pang i-grow kasi wala pang buhay. Christians are no longer slave to sin. That's why may laban tayo. Fourth and last, the Christian life is characterized by growth and holiness, but not perfection. Growth, holiness, but not perfection. Wala po tayo nakita na isang halaman na tinanim, na kinabukasan, ay may puno na at may mga bunga pa. Wala pa po tayong nakita na kung saan isang bata na iniluwal sa mundo, kinabukasan, ay nag-a-apply na po ng trabaho. Kasi growth, it's a process. It's a slow. If I were to be honest, it's a slow, painful process. Ganun din po sa Christian life. It's a slow, painful process. Pero it's a worthwhile process. Kasi may hangganan po ito. Lahat ng paghihirap natin sa mundo ay may hangganan. One elder encouraged me this week by saying, "We look forward to be seeing Christ face to face." Absolutely. One day there will be no more suffering. There will be no more pain. And the people, probably the people that we love, na who we saw deteriorated, expired in front of us, who is now in the Lord, we would get to see them face to face. But these people are more beautiful nung nakita natin sila huli because they are in their glorified state. What joy. What hope. As of now, as Christians na nandito who is facing sin, fighting sin, suffering for, because of holiness, I urge us to persevere. Let's link arms and fight this war together. Don't be a lone ranger Christian sa situation mo ngayon. God is light. He is light. He is holy. He is pure. And those who truly have a relationship, fellowship with Him, pursues and grows in holiness. Let's pray. Father, we confess that apart from You, we are absolutely worthless. Apart from the finished work of Christ and the cross, we are damned. Itong suffering namin sa mundo nito will be pointless because we are entering eternity with a much greater suffering. Oh Father, thank You for Jesus who died for us. His blood washed away our sins, gave us a new life, gave us a new purpose. May laban ho kami sa kasalanan. I pray, Father, that You would continue to grow us in holiness. I pray for my brothers and sisters here at Crossroads that You would help. I pray that there would be a heart of helping each other pursue holiness, righteousness, and purity. We pray that we would continue to edify one another by Your word and glorify Your name because we understand and are applying the word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.